A Tricky Kid Media original presentation distributed by iHeartRadio.
K-pop fans, rejoice! Looking for a place to hear your fave K and J-pop groups? Or to discover new ones? Look no further, because this is K-pop. Hosted by your fave Blink and K-pop obsessive, DJ Tricky Kid.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to this edition of This Is K-Pop. This is something I've been wanting to talk about for not the best reasons. I've never combined tours, but you're going to learn soon why I had to combine Kiss of Life, their first tour of the States here in Dallas, and in November, and a few weeks later, Billy with three L's. At some point, you have to think, this is not coincidence. This is your fault. I don't know what it is about K-pop. I've worked in every capacity in the music industry, including a performer. I've been able to do this for so long because I'm a consummate professional. Chuck D actually posted the other day, older people, I'm 51 now, are just treated like shit. If you met somebody when you were a young person in the 1980s that had been to Woodstock, my mother saw Led Zeppelin, always enjoying sitting under that learning tree. I don't know what the ageism here, but K-pop is the center of it in a sense. Anything that came before them is somehow irrelevant. I'll go places and people are expecting me to not even know how to work the internet. My generation invented the fucking internet, dude. There is a building in downtown Dallas. They host a million concerts called the Bomb Factory. I've been going there as early as 1990. I saw Fugazi there. Next door is what I would call Deep Ellum Live. It's been Canton Hall and the studio at the factory and a bunch of stupid shit. So Kiss of Life was playing in the big room at the Bomb Factory in November, and in December, Billy was playing the smaller room next door. Every time I go to the Bomb Factory, when I have to go up to Will Call and give him my ID, there's always this drunk with power fucking teenager. When I got to Kiss of Life, it was packed. I mean, maybe the most packed, and I've seen a lot of shows there, man. Maximum about 4,300. It was sold out. Kiss of Life were in super sexy outfits, probably the most provocative I had seen. I don't usually get photo passes, and most people do not, because nobody needs to be down there in a photo pit taking an upward shot at young women in short skirts. So that's not cool. But I still got to get the coverage right. This place has an upstairs and a downstairs. Downstairs is general admission. Upstairs, you got to have to pay like a premium. And it's seated, bottle service, and all that silly shit. I literally could not see anything. I ran into my old K-pop buddy, David, as always, upstairs. I'm walking around, and again, you can't fucking move. On the left side of the stage, there's an area blocked off. I'm not trying to break anybody's rules. I'm not hurting anybody. I'm here to do a job. It was just so crowded. We're kind of in that area. There were chairs over there. I'm not going to stand up trying to look over someone's shoulder. So I crossed the rope, but keep in mind, literally inches. One leg still in. I did meet a couple of really nice girls that couldn't see shit. And just wanted one good selfie. So I invited them over just for a second. And they went back to where they were before. And just like Artemis, pissed somebody off. And went and fucking tattled. And the most insufferable, moon-like, punchable face. Like, 19-year-old, portly intern. Comes over and goes, I need you to leave this area immediately. I was like, okay, cool, no worries. I didn't give her any problems. And I even made small talk with her. So I don't have too much to tell you about Kiss of Life other than the girls were gorgeous. The outfits were amazing. They started with Get Loud and the English version of Bad News, about 15 songs on the main set. And they came back and they encored with Bye My Neverland, No One But Us, and Back to Me. If you go to our YouTube channel, Tricky Kid TV, you can see my attempt of trying to get as much good footage as I could. I'm going to play a Kiss of Life song, and we're going to be right back. Everything go cha-cha.
ready to turn it on. Move me like my favorite song. Like
so bold when I wanna feel like 그리워졌던 stage 느낌을 따라 나 움직여 oh, 현실과는 다른 space yeah.
Oh 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 oh, feel the rhythm go cha cha. Get ready to turn it on. Is it real? Is it real? Let me show you how we move, I did the moods in. I can bring it, call it dreaming, now you fit you in a minute. Shoot the room for the vibe, I like that.
I'll inspire some shit, illusion. No, sometimes budget to a new sensation.
Priceless. Bitch in the gym, triple like that. If you feel the same, gotta get here ASAP. Other boys say I'm a little salty. Tried to crash your muscle, gonna kill you, go my plastic. Gotta level up, gotta get naughty. Baby, wanna groove, 날려줘 confetti, yeah. Get loud, 커져가는 bass on down. Baby, come and give it to me. Red top, it'll 느껴지는 my vibe. Baby, come and give it to me. 멈출 생각은 없지. Love my way, does it like that?
You guys know I'm a Twitch streamer. Hope you guys are following. Just go to twitch.tv/DJTrickyKid. Subscribe, follow, and subscribe if you can. We're playing so many fun games and the old school board games. Well, I am so excited to tell you there is a new, brand new gaming store in Fort Worth, Texas. They're called Urban Spire Games. 5970 Park Vista Circle, Unit 178B. Give them a ring at 682-372-1837. If you're a Warhammer person, collectibles, models, of course, trading card games, hit them up, Urbinspire Games Social at gmail.com. Check them out. I think they also have a TikTok. Again, they're brand new. And if you mention DJ Tricky Kid, you will get 15% off one item. Some restrictions apply. Get in there, man. It's where cardboard is currency. Dice determines fate, and your plastic army will totally win this time. Probably. Once again, Urban Spire Games. Check them out, man. So glad to see a new establishment supporting the gaming community here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Again, they are at 5970 Park Vista Circle, Unit 178B in Fort Worth, Texas. Give them a ring at 682-372-1837.
Tricky Kid Radio is distributed by iHeartRadio and is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store. Subscribe for free on the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to Tricky Kid TV on YouTube.com for a stunning visual look at all the fun we have here, plus exclusive content, short films, and more. Follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle, @TrickyKid2, type Tricky Kid Radio Podcast on Facebook, and DJ Tricky Kid on Instagram. Speaking of which, subscribe now to Roy Turner's alter ego DJ Tricky Kid's amazing Twitch channel at twitch.tv for retro gaming, exclusive DJ sets, as well as DJ instruction and live streaming of Tricky Kid Radio, where you, the audience, can participate and interact with our guests. Don't miss a single stream so you can be up to date on the latest on all things Tricky Kid. Subscribe now at twitch.tv/DJTrickyCat.
This is Natalie Cox. I play Juno Eclipse in The Force Unleashed, and you're listening to Tricky Kid Radio with Roy Tanner.
I'm going to tell you how this whole thing somehow carried over into the Billy Show just a few weeks later. Billy at the smaller building next door. It was their first time in America, and I was very excited about it. I always liked the smaller, intimate shows. Sometimes, no matter what, your name is not going to be on the list. Shit happens. It's a lot of moving parts. I had the email and the whole nine. It's fixable. I wouldn't come all the way out here on a Wednesday night during Christmas time. Hey, do you mind calling back to production? They always want to say, reach out to your contact. I don't actually know these people. I'm not friends with them. It's Wednesday night at like 9:30. I don't have their cell number in Korea. So I actually need you to get up off your lazy ass and do something. The moon face suddenly shows up, and there's this dude normally out front. I recognized wannabe Rob Zombie, looked like a member of the fucking Village People, you know? And this other gal who I feel so bad about, because she was actually very cool and very nice and the epitome of professionalism. She was expecting me, which would prove my name was on the list. Asian girl had seniority. It was like coming to Jesus. Moonface claimed that at Kiss of Life, I had some altercation with Usher. What is this girl's problem? I wasn't going to listen to Moonface rattle on a bunch of bullshit and lies. So I looked over at cute Asian gal and I said, I'll just buy a ticket. My company will reimburse me. No harm, no foul. So I purchased the ticket while Moonface is still chirping at me. And Asian girl was like, she's trying to talk to you. And I was like, look, I'm not listening to any more of this. Either I'm in or I'm out. What do you want to do? So Asian gal let me go ahead under the condition, anything out of line, really trying to flex on me. All of this bullshit was causing me to miss the show. I'd say there was less than 200 there, but they were great. I mean, we should actually be talking about the actual group. I thought they were fantastic. The choreography is great. They did Trampoline and a cover of Jesse J's Bang Bang, Remembrance Candy, and live tweeting from my This Is K-Pop account. I said something like, sorry I'm late, held up by a couple of teenage interns who think they run shit. Candy, the ninth song. Here comes Asian girl. They really can't kick me out for a tweet, but I'd had enough and I wasn't going to push back on it. She goes, we're going to refund your money and you have to go. And I was like, okay, cool. Moonface and Rob Zombie can kick fucking rocks. And while I'm standing there, Rob Zombie is chirping at me like, it's disrespectful, dude. And I'm like, I showed up here to do a job. And you guys have been nothing but fucking hipster dickheads. I still have zero idea why Moonface has such a hard-on for me. So I can't tell you too much about what the rest of the show, but I hope you'll go to our YouTube channel, Tricky Kid TV, and see us at a shot. I'm going to play a song from Billy, and I'm going to come back with more spilling of the tea, as they like to say.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back with more Tricky Kid Radio.
Hey, 일이 풀리지 않을 때 걱정이 산더미일 때 좋은 방법도 오르네 당장 뛰쳐나가 어릴 적 기억 속에 기보다 높은 그곳 내 온몸을 다 던질 때 새끼는 달라졌었지 미치서 다르던 공기 리드 보리다지
Sky. Don't need you, don't own the girl. 내 전공 위로 쏟는 shine 다 가지 가능성에 다
I swear I don't care 오늘도 몰라
떨어질 때 시력이 뭐냐
전부 해서 너무 하나 선이 한 살 한 살 너무나 선 세계
Do I do I do I do I 같으면 느낄까
Suicide, and you're listening to Tricky Kid Radio with Roy Turner.
Once again, your host, Roy Turner.
I don't want to repeat myself, but I thought I would read to you, or you can read for yourself. This is K-pop Twitter feed. So you can see the exchange, and I hate that I'm even bringing life to this because it's so stupid and immature. It's so clicky and gatekeeper-y and ultimately unnecessary. So after that whole thing happened, I have to collect my thoughts. The initial thing that got me tossed was enthusiastic crowd tonight in Dallas for Billy on their Flower Up World Tour. Would have been in sooner, but dealing with entitled 19-year-old full-of-shit interns who think they run shit. And brought up their gay uncle dressed as one of the village people as muscle, as if this was going to intimidate me over some truly silly shit that wasn't even true. So much for freedom of speech. Not sure the legality there, but I gave no pushback. Night was already ruined. No disrespect to the Asian gal who handled it. She was calm, cool, and collected. For context, at the Kiss of Life show a few weeks back, several people, myself included, took refuge mere inches outside this thin rope in the balcony due to overcrowding, hurting literally no one. One particular teen staff member was infected with assistant manager syndrome. He asked me to step back the half a foot on the other side of the rope, which I did without incident, naturally. We even made small talk about the upcoming holiday, and I thought nothing more of it. Roll call alerted her I was there, and she brings the cavalry to try to bully me. Taken completely off guard, and she starts to lie, that whole thing about how I called the usher up the B word. Why would I do that? We had zero confrontation and barely an interaction, and that word isn't my vernacular. My mom and four sisters saw to that, and plus 15 years of my tweets, and you won't see one instance of that word. It's one thing to take a fellow employee's word over a stranger, and I would have done the same. The real issue here is I guess I'm a target because I'm not willing to stroke this kid's ego. Total bullshit and utter madness. To illustrate her pettiness born from her wounded ego, the door guy, completely impervious to the outside bullshit interrogation, couldn't possibly have known that I had misplaced my ID. And I wrote, our toddler likes to play with my wallet, unless she told him. So I could be further humiliated as a 50-year-old with now X's on my hands. Kind of says it all, doesn't it? And daring me to order a drink so she could have cause to eject me. Staff passing me constantly to see, hoping I'd given them what they wanted. A fucking nightmare. And upon my exit, good old village people Rob Zombie starts chirping at me about respect. And I talked about this earlier, so I hate to repeat myself. And I said, as if somehow I was the one being disrespectful rather than being disrespected. Imagine his surprise when I naturally ignored that shit. But when I did give him 3 seconds of my attention, he confirmed in one breath this entire thread, a warning, if you will, that it's a small group that runs shit around here, etc. And I guess I'm not one of the cool kids, and as if I could even muster the ability to even pretend to give one shit, let alone two. And, you know, like I said, it was a bummer to end the year that way. You know, as I've been coming to both of those venues since the early 90s without an incident for over 35 years with lots of great memories. Even day one of the filming of my King's X documentary, like I said, was there. So anyway, it's a bunch of horseshit bullshit by a bunch of idiot gatekeepers. And what's even funnier is that when I got home, after I typed that, I guess they were all looking, you know, at least the Moonface was looking at my feed going, I wonder what he's going to say. And then when they saw that, she was like, oh, shit. And then she like went to Rob Zombie and said, look at this, because I'm not kidding you. Seconds later, he sent me a DM on Facebook saying, you sure got a big mouth behind that keyboard. And I wrote back, I go, motherfucker, I am 7 minutes away from where you are right now. I can be right back there, and I will say all of this to your village people fucking face. And suddenly he was all like, beep, beep, beep. And I even tried to de-escalate. I said, man, I go, bro, I know everybody that you know. Just by your DM, we have like 104 friends in common. I don't give a fuck who you know, blah, blah, blah. All right, man, great. Well, then what do you want to do? And then, like, and I obviously stood my ground, and then, of course, he, you know, turned tail and then suddenly blocked me, and off he went. So, anyway, bullshit. Sorry that this is what this was about this time. That's why I had to combine the two. And again, like I said, so what's the count now? Let's see, Lucimble, Artemis, Kiss of Life, and now Billy. So that's 4 out of how many shows I've covered? Like 40? Anyway, let's see. I don't think I've gotten in trouble since, right? So, okay. Anyway, so Happy New Year to you all. A weird way to have ended 2024 in the K-pop world. But I'm going to leave you with this song from Billy. I thought they were great. I wish I could have seen the entire show. I hope the Kiss of Life comes back to a bigger venue so I can actually can see them and not have to deal with this kind of bullshit. So anyway, we'll see you in 2025 and have a great and safe new year.
This has been a presentation of Tricky Kid Media Originals, distributed by iHeartRadio, created and directed by Roy Turner, edited and mastered by Marcus Miller, theme music by The Buck Pets, original score by Jocelyn Hunt, artwork by Antora Sandy. Marketing and PR by Francesca Miles. Tricky Kid Radio is hosted by Roy Turner with introductions by me, Dana French. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us next week. Nobody.